After more than a month of political deadlock, it looks like Democratic lawmakers and Republican Governor Phil Scott have finally reached a deal on the state budget. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the compromise arrives as lawmakers return to Montpelier for a veto session later this morning.
Until as recently as Monday night, lawmakers and the governor were still at odds over Phil Scott's plan to save $26 million a year in teacher health care costs. Scott has been pushing lawmakers to take a heavier hand in local contract negotiations between school boards and teachers. He says doing so would guarantee savings and one of the biggest contributors to rising education costs. Lawmakers have said they're unwilling to interfere in the collective bargaining process, but late Tuesday evening, House Speaker Mitzi Johnson said they finally found some common ground with the governor.
I think conceptually we're agreed to stuff, which is a huge step forward from yesterday. And so now it's just making sure we didn't miss anything in the details.
Exactly what's in those details remained a mystery as of late Tuesday evening. Neither lawmakers nor the administration would disclose specifics of the compromise. They say they want to hold off on making the plan public until they have legislation in place for all lawmakers to review. Lawmakers adjourned the legislative session on May 12th without adopting the governor's proposal. On June 6th, Scott vetoed the state budget and the property tax bill as a way of forcing them back to the bargaining table. Administration Secretary Suzanne Young says the strategy has yielded a successful result.
It is a proposal that will help the state achieve the significant savings in the education fund and lower property tax rates for Vermonters.
Young says the governor didn't get everything he was looking for,
but it does take advantage of the opening of all of the teachers' contracts and takes advantage of the savings that can be achieved, as has been our goal.
Asked whether the proposal does intervene in the collective bargaining process, Speaker Mitzi Johnson said only that she thinks it's a compromise that all parties will get behind. The union that represents Vermont educators says it will oppose any proposal that impacts ongoing negotiations between teachers and the school districts that employ them. Lawmakers will be briefed on the compromise plan when they return to the State House this morning. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.